Waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Can I just say congratulations on behalf of Red FM Breakfast to our two absolute champions, Victoria and Kelly, for representing us at the Radio Awards.
So proud.
On Friday night.
Yeah.
Rory couldn't go because he's got a marathon on, and I was working the next day, so I was on the holy water, and I went to bed at 1 o'clock. But for you two,
I went to bed at 1 o'clock.
Hey, get back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
But for you two, absolute superheroes.
We had a roiler, didn't we, Kel?
Well, we had to because we were the only girls going, so I was allergic to being on boy table.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And we just had so much fun.
And what was the gossip or scandal? Did you any job offers? Come on, be honest with me. It always happens at the Radio Awards.
No, sorry. As I said before, did you see us at the Radio Awards? Would you have offered us a job?
I would have. Yeah.
Tell the truth. Now.
We were kind of like queens of the dance floor in the photo booth. If anyone was looking for people to do those jobs,
we were on hire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, what's that cartoon? You know. What's his name? The little crazy dog that goes into a whirlwind.
Tasmanian Devil.
Imagine the two of them in Lovely Goonies just whirling around the whole event, moving from social group to social group, buying scoops for everybody.
Oh, listen.
I'm telling you. Lads, I'm riddled.
You right, boy?
I've got presidential heartburn. Has anybody got any Gaviscon?
Yes!
Thank you.
I can't believe Gavin's gone, yeah.
It didn't take too long for those memes to start flying around. It's a strange one, lads. It's a strange one. And it's basically has thrown it into the three-horse races down to the two ladies.
And that money was just resting my account before I moved it on.
That's all. This is what happened.
Do you owe a former tenant $3,300 in rent that was overpaid to your account that you didn't pay back?
Yes, yeah, so on that matter, yes, over 16 years ago, it was it was a very, very stressful time for myself and my family with Jennifer.
Did you pay
like,
it back?
Like a lot of families, only and couples, we got into financial difficulty at that time. And on that particular issue, I don't have all the information to date.
I'm very sorry that it happened. I really am, and I would address it. Especially when that person spent time trying to contact you.
That's the other side of it. That's Anya Lawler exposing that one that has thrown Jim Gavin out of the race. Well, he hasn't been thrown out of it. He stepped out of it, decided last night. So he was... Kelly, he was Fianna Fáil's candidate, right?
He was Fianna Fáil's, yes.
What a waste of money.
Yeah, just down to the two women now.
So can they put somebody else in there, or is it too late now?
You should go in. You should do it. I'd vote for you.
You would. You'd say to my face you would, then you'd...
I'm pretty sure Fianna Fáil can't put someone in now.
Okay.
But I'd have to double check, but I'm pretty sure that no, like it's a two-horse race now.
All right. Interesting. Did you see Catherine Connolly doing Keepy Uppies, by the way?
No, that's pretty cool.
She can play a game of basketball.
She plays basketball. She's a baller.
Yeah.
And there's a video going around of her over the weekend doing... She did six or seven keepy uppies.
Nice.
Off the chest, down onto the foot again.
If she becomes president, will she be doing that out of the front of the oris? Keepy uppies.
A basketball court.
I'd say she'd be doing it with her foot, not her oris. But anyway, we'll see how that one goes. Hey!
Joke.
25 days until Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
Today is World Day of Bullying Prevention.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
Which is a very important day. I remember years ago seeing this video on YouTube, and this is what I've kind of taught my kids when it comes to bullies. And this is really, really good. If you've got young kids that are in school, this is the best way to deal with people who might pick on them. And again, they might be shy, or they might be a little bit introverted, or maybe, you know, they might have, you know, social confidence might be an issue for them. But teach your kids this and role play with the kids.
Okay.
So pretend you're the bully and go up to them and say something mean, and then teach the kid to respond to the bully by laughing and going, yeah, you're right. You're right. I am. And then walking away.
Yeah.
You completely...
There's nowhere to go with it.
They've nowhere to go, and you take the power away from them. So anytime you've been bullied, I told my kids, if anybody has said, just go, you're right, I'm a big Aegis. Yeah. High five, and then walk away.
Because there's nowhere they can go with that.
There's nowhere they can take it, and you've disarmed them completely. And it is so powerful for kids to do that.
Yeah.
Because then the person that's doing the bullying is all about power.
It is, yeah.
So it's a really handy tactic.
Great advice.
It really does, and it works as well. So it's horrible when kids are bullied, and it comes in. The kids that are doing the bullying are just coming from a bad place themselves.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, and there's another thing that's going around from over the weekend. Have you seen this this prank people are doing? Gardaí have issued a warning after a bizarre prank has spread like wildfire on social media. So it led to a series of 999 calls, fake calls, of guards going to homes when nothing had happened. So what's happened is there's a photograph of a man who looks homeless and he's got old clothes on looks like he's hit bad, hard times. But it's an AI-generated image. And then people are putting it into photographs from their home.
Of their house, yeah.
So then the kids are ringing, Mam, there's a homeless fella at the door. He said he knows you from school. Yeah. The mom's like, I don't know who that is. And they send a photograph of him standing in the drive.
Yeah.
Then they send a photograph of him sitting on the couch. I brought him in. He said he wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
The mother responds, screaming on the phone, get him out of the house.
Yeah.
And then there's a photograph taken of him lying in the mother's bed.
Yeah.
And the parents are going crazy.
They're ringing the guards.
They ring the guards. Guards turn up. There's nobody. It's all AI.
And they're wasting time then, you see. That's the problem.
Yeah. But some of the calls I listened to over the weekend, oh my God. mothers were losing the rag.
It has taken off in Ireland loads. It's
I'm only after washing them floors. Red FM's Cash
Machine. Cash Machine. Or the dream machine, as we like to call it, around these parts, because these are jackpots that will absolutely change your life for the better. And we keep knocking out those incredible amounts of money. And again, it's been done. The biggest amount of money ever won on Cash Machine is gone to Kev.
259,000.
It's yours. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Lorry Kilmahalvai.
Who are you celebrating with?
Oh, my wife, anyway.
And do you think she may have a few plans, Kevin?
Quite possible, isn't it?
It's €259,000.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
Glory killing the hull, boy.
What's that mean?
It's where he was born in Clare.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's a Kilnahull man.
Nice.
Which is a little village in, I believe it's in West Clare somewhere.
Ah, he's very sweet.
So congratulations, Kevin and Mrs. Kevin. She's going to love you, Kev.
Yeah. She certainly is, Kev.
Crack will be had. That €259,000 is in his bank account right now. That is the biggest jackpot we've ever done. Now, this one's really impressive. You've got two chances to win this week. Because we've got 100 grand for you and 100 grand for somebody else.
Double whammy.
So Double Dash Friday, two jackpots, two €100,000 winners, and they're both guaranteed. So if you want to play, here's what you do. As usual, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. To play this game, you need to be over 18. It will cost €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You need to be over 18, and you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. We make the call on Friday. Kira will do that between 3 and 4 on a private number. Answer within 5 rings, and this will happen.
I just have to win 100,000.
100 grand for you. We make another phone call, and then someone else says, not the same person, obviously. So best of luck. 200 grand is going to go Friday. Red FM's Cash Machine. Let's go. Red FM Breakfast.
With KC. Red FM. Love waking up in Cork.
Last week on the show, I did a shout out for this. We're calling it Inbox Intervention. Have you got an issue or a little problem that we can discuss in here between us and get the listeners involved with? Because if you've no one to turn to, you might as well anonymously ask us to sort out your issues for you.
How much time have you got?
Okay, my name is Victoria, and that's very nice.
I jam my foot in the lift.
Anyway, this is from Jane, not her name. That's her surname.
Jane, not her name. Okay.
Okay, it's long and complex of a read, so I'm just going to synopsize it. The story is, Jane works with her bestie for a company here in Cork. The two of them have been working in this place for 5 years.
Okay.
They're sitting side by side pretty much every day. Great friends. Promotion came up inside. Both of them went for it. Jane got the job. She's now her friend's boss.
Oh.
Friend has turned on her.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Friend has turned on her. She doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know how to approach it. Well, you're the boss. You can fire her now, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you'd think that because they were friends before, there would still be some sort of friendship between them. Unless it's just gone weird.
Has anyone been in that situation before where you've been really good friends with somebody at work and all of a sudden you get promoted to something that they were also going for, and how have you approached it or what's happened?
How do you react there? I mean, like, your jealousy and your professional rivalry would get in the way there, but surely if you were friends, you'd kind
of wouldn't
just
matter.
Go,
yeah, get
over. If you can't celebrate somebody's success and be happy for them,
you're not a good friend.
Then you're not a friend.
I agree.
All. Yeah. So, Jane, as her boss, P45 this morning.
Out the gap, gone.
No, I'd say you still have to have a relationship with her. So just, you know, I'd say you can't. Can you ignore it? You kind of can.
Just remind her constantly, you now get paid more than her.
Like, people do change as well when they get a promotion. People do change.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally, they change.
The power can kick in a bit, yeah.
So, and it doesn't suit some people in either.
Oh, you're right.
You know, when some people become like, you get a little bit of power and you're like, come here, calm down a second.
Yeah,
then, okay.
Nothing worse than a big old ego walking around the place.
Yeah. So any suggestions, folks? 0868 104 106. For Jane, not her name.
Jane, not her name.
And her situation with her buddy at work.
Yeah.
Has this happened to anybody out there? Your voice notes, your messages. We'll get back to that in about 20 minutes.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Who have you got on the line there, Victoria?
I've got the gorgeous Val.
Oh, hello, Valerie.
Hi.
We meet again. Are you going to win this morning?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I really hope you do. We need to get rid of this grand. We haven't had a winner in yonks. Valerie, 10 questions, 60 seconds, playing on your own. That's what you got to do.
Come on, Val.
Now, I promised you it was a Monday morning. I gave her the first three off air as promised.
Well done.
So really, we're just 7 questions away. And out of these 7 questions, Val, 3 of them are repeat questions.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we're doing everything we can to get a winner. It's been a long time. I'm trying to get somebody over the line. So, Val, let's play.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Can you name the current Taoiseach?
Micheál Martin.
Chris Martin is a member of what band?
Coldplay.
What is Dwayne Johnson's wrestling name?
The Rock.
Number 4, who's going to manage the Cork Senior Hurlers next year?
Ben O'Connor.
Question 5, who played Father Fintan Stack in Father Ted?
Brendan Grace.
Question number 6. Who holds the record for the most Oscar wins?
Oscar. Tom Hanks.
Question number 7. What sport would you associate Dustin Poirier?
I don't know how you say it.
Just say MMA.
MMA.
Question number 8. Name the president of the European Commission.
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
She's got one of those multiple barrel German names.
She has, yeah.
Like, it's kind of like von der Leyden. It kind of sounds like Ursula von der Leyden. It kind of sounds like that.
Ursula von der Leyden.
Who did Cork City play in this year's FAI Cup semi-final?
No.
You got stuck.
St. Pat's, Val. St. Pat's.
She got stuck. Happens to all of us, so Val. Sad. I'm still stuck.
Poirier, is that right? Am I saying it right?
I don't know. Poirier?
Poirier?
Well, I don't know how you say it.
There's probably a bang of French in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dustin is MMA. Ursula von der Leyden for number 8. St. Pat's for number 9. Walt Disney holds the record for the most amount of Oscar wins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's been winning them for a very long time. Brendan Grace is correct. Ben O'Connor, The Rock, Coldplay, and Micheál Martin. Valerie, it's another day, another dollar, my friend. I'm very sorry.
I know.
Are you ever going to win this?
I know. I know.
You have tried. This is Val's third attempt, I think, of playing the game. So listen, over the years.
I nearly have the whole house furnished.
I'm delighted for you. Oh, listen, for that alone, it's worth it. You got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors.
You
see you, Val.
Bye, Val.
Thank you.
Let's go.
With McDonald's, start your day with McCafe Cappuccino, made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Now, can you manage this or do you want me to do it for you?
No, I can do it.
If you want, you just sit back there and take it easy.
Really?
Listen, let's split it.
No, I'll
do it. We're splitting cash machine this week.
Okay.
I'll do 50% of VIPs.
All right, that sounds good to me.
So you lie down, put your hot water bottle on your head. Poor Vic had a big one on Friday night, everybody, at the Radio Awards.
I'm suffering this morning.
And she needs cuddles.
I need blankets, tea and sympathy and biscuits.
Tea and sympathy.
If you can provide me with those, then we'll become best friends very quickly.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
What have I got for you? Right, so let's go back to the Graham Norton show over the weekend. It was great. Like, I mean,
what a show.
As a, you're looking at the couch going, lads, you could have got 10 shows out of this.
They actually could have, yeah.
Like, they had Donald Gleeson, Cillian Murphy, Taylor Swift, Lewis Capaldi. Yeah. Who else was on the couch?
The other two girls, I can't think of their names. I think it's Jodie Turner-Smith and Greta.
Like, how many superstar guests do you need for an hour show?
It was a really, really good show.
Yeah, there was lots going on. Cillian was brilliant, but Cillian's son stole the show.
He did.
They were having a chat about him, and they zoomed in, and it's like a Holy Communion version of Cillian Murphy. Yeah. He's the bop off him.
He really is.
They were such great conversationalists. They were interesting and interested. Like, that's the real accomplishment. Is if you can. They're here, aren't they?
Yeah. One of them is here, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Can we stand
Aaron.
Up?
There
was stand one cloud. I got it.
I want to see the camera on him. What are you trying the camera? Where is he?
Oh, there's it.
Maybe he's not here.
They're hiding.
You can tell.
Oh my God, he is so Cillian Murphy style. Wow. If this was a game show, we've all just won a prize.
I mean, you could not miss him.
He was mortified, though. Did you see his face? He went so red, bless him. You know, you're 17, you're just sitting there. But at the same time, it's nice to get the call out from Taylor Swift. She was so complimentary of his children. Did you hear her speaking about them? She just said they're lovely, lovely kids.
Mm-hmm. Of course they are. They're going to be but I wonder, I think one of them is into the acting crack.
I think it's that one.
Is it?
I think it's that
one. The oldest lad.
Yeah. No, that's the youngest lad.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the youngest lads.
So he's got a fellow older than 17?
Yes.
Has he? Okay,
I think
okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
I could be wrong there. It's quite possible this morning that I am wrong. So, you know, wait and see.
We'll just excuse
obviously,
it.
Obviously, Taylor Swift was asked about the engagement and the wedding. And she actually revealed that they are going to go for a massive blowout wedding. Have a listen to this clip.
They're going abroad, though.
I don't know if they're going abroad, but they're oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is next year the wedding year? Is that when it's happening?
Oh, you'll know.
So you're going big.
I just mean that I was going to invite you to it.
If you're inviting me, it's very big.
It's huge.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a fabulous day. Are you in the middle of planning it all now?
No, I just am doing the album thing now, which is a big thing.
Yes.
And then I think the wedding is what happens after that in the scheme of the planning. I'm so excited about it. I know it's going to be fun to plan because I think the only stressful weddings are the ones where you have a small amount and people are on the bubble.
Yes.
And you have to evaluate or assess your relationship with them to see if they should be there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. Anyone I've ever talked to. I shouldn't have said any of that.
This is interesting for those of you that are MMA fans but might not necessarily be fans of this particular human being, but he has announced that he will be fighting on the lawn of the White House as part of this mad MMA event, which is Trump's dream to host.
What better way to come back than such an iconic event? It ain't a negotiation.
Wow.
It's a done deal, signed, delivered. McGregor will compete in the White House alongside the President Trump's administration. I was there in the Oval Office. I met him. I have an awareness now of the surroundings that I will face inside this house and during this event, which is very, very important for me to have that one up on my opponent.
No, what difference does that make if you've been in the White House? You're going to be in an octagon on the lawn.
Yeah.
We know where the toilets are.
Yeah.
We'll get there before anyone else.
Literally. What are you talking about?
And also, I thought you couldn't get into America if you had a criminal record. Is it like in certain circumstances you can't?
Obviously. Yeah.
I'm sure his friend will make provisions.
Yeah.
Everything will be all right. Do you know who's getting married in space, apparently?
Who?
Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas.
Oh. What do you mean they're getting married in space?
That's the plan. They're set for the world's first space wedding. First of all, rumours all over the shop that they're engaged.
Right.
And that they've been talking about a truly out-of-this-world wedding. Tom wants to get married. This will be Tom's fourth marriage.
Is it his fourth?
It'll be an intergalactic prenup, like nothing before, that'll be put in place. Yeah, he's been... Has he been... Oh, hold on. Have I got that
Nicole
wrong?
Nicole Kidman, Katie
Mimi
Holmes.
Rogers.
Oh, you're
Nicole
right.
Kidman, yeah. Katie Holmes. So this it will be the fourth, yeah. Mission Control and Mission Impossible. Yeah. It'll be an interesting one. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.